It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Let's talk some football. Let's talk some basketball. Elliot Shurpark does a great job covering the Eagles. How you doing, Elliot?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Super. All right, so, Elliot, a lot to get to, and we're going to do the very rare start with the 76ers with you here. Ask you this. Sixers-Celtics, what are you thinking?
I feel good about the Sixers' chances to win this series. I think that for a couple of reasons. One, I think you've seen in these first 4 games that at the end of the day, the Sixers have, I think, the 2 best players in the series in Joel Embiid and James Harden. Obviously, they've both been inconsistent, but if you look at their peak, when they've played their best, they have played better than Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. I think the reason this series is tied is
Harden. Harden has also played worse than
he has.
George Niang.
Everyone.
When Harden has played his worst, he has played worse than George Niang.
I agree, but that's why they do averages over 4 games, right? And the average for 4 games is he's averaging the most points of any player in the series, right? So I think the reason this series is tied in part is because the Celtics have gotten better play from their role players than the Sixers have, right? I think if you look at it, Malcolm Brogdon shooting something like 50% from three, Tyrese Maxey, who is one of the best three-point shooters in the league during the regular season, is at like 28%. So they need better play from their role players. But the main reason I think they're going to win the series is because while the Celtics are good, I think the Sixers team is special. If you look at how they've won these games, right? Harden hitting game-winning shots, winning the game without Joel Embiid, making comebacks all year. And at the end of the day, I think special beats good. So while it's going to be tough, I think they will win 2 of the next 3.
Jeez, Elliot. And how did you feel about Tucky Peage yelling at Joel Embiid in game 4?
I think he earned his whole $30 million in that spot right there, right? Because if they lose that game, obviously the conversation is much different, right? We're talking about Joel once again shrinking in one of the biggest moments. We're talking about their season being over tonight. So him going and doing that, yeah, it was absolutely why you signed PJ Tucker. That was, you know, the dog mentality. Not, I guess you.
Oh, here we go. Dog mentality.
Dog mentality.
Oh my God.
A dog mentality personified right there in the I was gonna say he has that dog in him, and I got my Eagles brain going. But I'll also say this: I was like, to Joel's credit too, though, right? Like he did respond to it well. So I think that
PJ Tucker is getting
a lot of the praise for that moment, and he should. But considering what we've seen from Joel, it wouldn't have been completely surprising if he would have just shrunk even more, right?
Sure.
And not responded to it well. But he didn't. He led the team in points in overtime. So I think this is their year. I think they're good enough where they can beat them, but I think they have something special happening.
Elliot, one more on hoops and then to the Eagles. We've got a series of polls here today to try to figure out who's the player anybody would pick for the remainder of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who would you pick? All the players, Durant, Jokic, Steph, LeBron, Joel, who are you picking?
It's a great question. I think
it's as wide open as it's been in years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you would probably have to go Durant 1, Steph 2, Embiid 3, maybe.
Man, you're disrespecting LeBron. I'm telling you, man.
But LeBron is still up there for sure. Look, as long as it's not Jokic, I'm okay. I guess it's whatever one out of those.
You would take Jokic over Embiid right now. You would. In the playoffs, the way they're playing without the injuries and stuff, you absolutely would take Jokic. He put 53 the last game. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't get tired in the fourth quarter.
Dude, Jokic has outplayed Embiid this playoffs without a doubt. It's not even a question.
It's not even a question.
Jokic, they're letting Jokic score. They're like, you look at what they're doing. They're saying, you beat us. And what happened? He had all those points, and they lost. They lost, right? Jokic's best skill is passing and getting the people involved. When he has to be their best player, they lose. When he scores big point totals in the playoffs, they lose. It's when Jamal Murray is their best player that they win. So Jokic can get all the points he wants. At the end of the day, they do not win when he has those big points.
Well, I'll just tell you this. Passing is pretty important.
Magic. He's averaging 31, 13, and 9 in the playoffs.
And
right?
He took an owner out.
31, 13, and 9. He's won as many games as Embiid has, Elliot.
Okay, but I'm saying, you're highlighting all these points he's putting up. They lost in the game where he had those points. Like, what's it really matter?
I love when a poll causes such consternation. All right, Ellie, let's get to the Eagles. We played earlier.
He should have been ejected, for what it's worth, if you really want to get into it.
Stop it.
You're telling me? By the definition of the rule, he went into the stands and put his hands on somebody. You don't think that's ejected?
And the owner wasn't wrong either?
Doesn't matter. He's an owner.
You just don't like him.
Of course I don't like him. But outside of that, that doesn't matter. He went into the stands and put his hands on somebody.
Elliot got ejected
from a game last year.
Elliot, you know what really helped him? That it was an owner, not a fan.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Because if they eject Jokic or suspend him, what do they do to the owner? The guy's suspended for 3 months?
And that
it affects
that
an NBA playoff series.
That owner blew a real chance to, like, get himself in good graces with the fans. If he would have just tweeted yesterday, Jokic should be suspended, he's the most popular owner in the league. Instead, he does the whole, oh, who cares? It was a fun game. Blah, blah. Like, no, he should have been ejected from that game.
Oh,
he should be suspended for this game.
All right, Elliot, let's get to the Eagles, man. We listened to the answer Nick Sirianni gave on Jalen Carter recently. Did you find his answer to be one in which Nick Sirianni was trying to lay the law down with what will be expected of Jalen Carter, and Sirianni was trying to publicly get ahead of it, saying, look, we're going to have rules. He's going to adhere. Like, that's the way it's got to be. What did you make of the nature of his two answers?
Yeah, so being in the room for the answer, the vibe I got was he was just trying to move on from the question, right? Like, he wasn't giving any real information about Jalen Carter. He wasn't doing anything about, you know, like,
is that
down
but
law.
Elliot, is that because he knows he's going to have an issue with this aspect of Jalen Carter?
So I actually think I think the way he answered it made it seem like he wasn't aware that this was a hot button issue. Because I think if he knew, right, that this was going to be, like, perceived this way, he would have just been like, yeah, he's in great shape. It's, you know, I was really impressed by him, right? And so I think what he was trying to emphasize, frankly, was tell the truth, and I think it backfired on him by saying none of these guys are in football shape, right? You know, I think that he was trying to give too much information. And because of that, and because of, look, Jalen Carter has, because of the pro day thing, all the, like, he has earned the, not, he's not earned the benefit of the doubt. So with that question, I think what we all wanted to hear was, yeah, he came in great shape and he's doing awesome. I think Sirianni was just being truthful and saying, none of these guys are in football shape.
Elliot, the way he described the practice, you know, basically saying the guys aren't ready to be out there playing. You know, if we had the play clock, they wouldn't have gotten any plays off. We're taking it slowly. It sounds more walkthroughy than anything. Is the intensity of these practices with the new guys, is it enough to where you can see what we've got, where, you know, when you're out there watching these players, you can tell what we got in return for drafting these players? Or is it just too slow a pace?
Well, so, this sounds like a training camp discussion, right? Like, this is how they are going to do things always, right? They are never really going to do practices at complete full speed all out just because they believe in prioritizing health, right? Like Sirianni said, if he pushed these guys as hard as maybe – you know, you would want to, right? Then you'll get guys injured. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're not ready for the next phase of OTA. So right, wrong, indifferent, that's how they've decided to do it. Now, in terms of what they can get from them and what the purpose of the rookie minicamp was, you know, my understanding in listening to Nick is it's basically just about getting the guys in the building, showing them around, letting them see how the Eagles practice, So when the rest of the vets get there and they actually do some on the field work, they're prepared in those settings to not slow down practice and to know what they're doing. So, you know, you're not going to find that out on the first two practices on the field if drafting Nolan Smith at 30 was the right call, right? Like, that's going to take a long time to find out. So I think that ultimately what their goal was, just get these guys in the building, get them acclimated, mm-hmm. and get ready for the next phase.
Are there any players who are creating a buzz that just for whatever reason, the way they look, the way they move, something that they've said out there on the practice field or in the locker room, any buzz generating?
Yes, I think the clear winner so far since the draft is Nolan Smith. I think just every time he's taken the podium, he's been extremely impressive. The way he talks, I thought when him and Jalen Carter were at the podium together, the way he almost, you know, for lack of a better term, shielded him from some of the questions and kind of helped him in that tough situation for him. Mm-hmm. I think he's been extremely impressive as a speaker. He looks like you can see him becoming a leader of the team. But on the field, in the brief time that I saw him, right, it was like 10 minutes, he does not look as undersized as he kind of made it out to be during, you know, the pre-draft season. I think that often happens, right? Like, before the draft, you'll hear, well, this guy's 6'2", but this guy's 6'1", right? Like, but next to each other, you can't tell a difference, right? Like, so ultimately, when I saw Nolan Smith out there, he didn't look like somebody that was much smaller than Hassan Reddick. You can tell Hassan Reddick is stronger, right, because he's been in the league longer and all those things. But Nolan Smith did not look like some massively undersized edge rusher. He looks like, you know, he looks the part. He looks athletic. He looks fast. He looks lean. So I really think since the draft, he has been the winner of this draft class.
All right. So, Elliot, I think he's 2, and I'm going to tell you why. The winner for the Eagles since the draft is DeAndre Swift. We haven't talked about this yet. When he was asked the other day why he chose number 0, for those that don't know, he's going to be the first Eagle to wear number 0. His answer, excuse me, James?
This might not be real. Is this the Dallas Cowboys thing?
Sure? Is that not real?
It's not real. That was fake.
No!
I don't think this is real.
Yeah, that was fake.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
Yeah, dude.
Not gonna lie.
Well, thank you for coming on.
A little disappointed. I got
duped by social media.
Apparently,
that never happens to me.
Duped.
I was gonna let you finish. The
the line was gonna
be. I was trying to hook you up there and jump in and stop.
Cowboys NFC Championship game since he was born, but
Elliot.
Apparently not. Okay. So Nolan Smith.
You check with me before you do.
Nolan Smith has won it since the draft. Fair enough,
Elliot. Elliot, what goes into preparing your Eagles 2023 mock schedule?
Well, I don't know if I want to give away all my secrets to how I do it, but it is.
Because the release date is tomorrow, isn't it?
Thursday. Elliot's
Thursday.
Mock schedule is tomorrow.
Elliot's.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
The release date of my mock schedule is tomorrow morning. So basically what I do is, and look, people laugh, but I think it's a good exercise. Like, how do you want the schedule to look, right? Like, the schedule matters, ultimately. Like, if they start this season, Kansas City, Buffalo, Miami, and they're 1-2 or 0-3, you can't tell me that doesn't impact how the season goes, right? So what I like to do is I look at all the games and I say, how would you want this to play out, right? Like, because coming into next season, there's going to be a lot of pressure on this team, right? If they start 1-2 or 0-1, but we saw it with the Phillies, right? Like, when you're coming off of a title season where you play in that championship game, there's pressure right away. The Phillies started 0-5. It's basically put a dark cloud over the whole season for a lot of it. So I like to sit down and say, who could they play? I'll give you a preview. I think the best week one opponent would be the Giants. I think it's a good enough opponent where it's impressive, but also the Giants are terrible. So I think they would ultimately win that game. So I will be releasing that tomorrow at 8 a.m.
You're unbelievable. This guy's a beaut. Elliot, one last thing, and it relates to the schedule. Gut feeling. Eagles, Chiefs. Does the NFL go right to it week one on Thursday Night Football to start the year? Rematch of the Super Bowl. You don't normally get AFC, NFC team that face each other in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, it's only every 4 years on average that they would play against each other. Do you think the league says, let's just get right to it? Mahomes versus Hurts. Bang. Start the whole season.
Well, I did think it was interesting that on the image the league put out previewing the schedule release, they had Jalen and Mahomes on it, right? So I think they're well aware this is going to be the biggest game of the regular season. I would be surprised if they did it right away. I mean, you figure that first game of the season is going to get massive ratings no matter what. They know they can put anything there, and it'll do big numbers. So I don't think there's a ton of incentive to do it. But I'll say this, if I'm the Eagles, I really hope that's not the first game, because they're not beating the Chiefs in Kansas City week one. And you don't want to start the season 0-1. So the Eagles should hope that that is not the first game. And I would be surprised if they did it.
James, if you can, pull up the Chiefs schedule. I'd be curious who they have at home. Do they play Dallas at home?
They're in Germany too, right? The Chiefs,
Chiefs are a Germany option, yeah. So tomorrow we'll find out. I don't think the Eagles are going to end up doing it, but there is a small chance the Eagles, because they play two teams that go.
There's no chance they put an Eagles-Chiefs game at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, no
zero.
Chance. Now, Eagles-Patriots, I could maybe see, but I would be very surprised.
No, the Chiefs are going to get the honor. All right, Elliot, great work as always, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Yep, sounds good.